Silly the Rabbit. Silly was a rabbit. And do you know something? Silly did not like his name. And I don't blame him. Would you like people call silly at you when they wanted to speak to you? And Silly did not like it when the other animals called him silly when they wanted to speak to him as well. "Who gave me the name Silly?" Silly asked Charlie, the chimpanzee. "Don't blame me," said Charlie. "It was not me." Michael, the mouse, said it must have been the Lion King. He is the animal that gives all the animals their names. So Silly the Rabbit went to see the Lion King. "Did you give me the name Silly?" he asked. "Of course I did," said the Lion King. "I give all the animals their names. I gave the duck the name Donald, Donald Duck. I gave the horse the name Harry, Harry the horse. I gave the mouse the name Mildred, Mildred the mouse." "I don't care about the other animals," said Silly. "Silly the Rabbit sounds silly." "You know something," said the Lion King. "It does sound silly. And I think I was very silly to give you the name Silly." And because the Lion King had been so silly, I'm going to play you some silly music. "We could call him Silly Billy," said the Lion King. "You can't call him Billy. That's my name," said Billy the Beaver. "We can't have two Billies here." "Very well," said the Lion King. "What about Archibald?" "Archibald the Rabbit." What did I hear? Archibald?" "Oh dear," said the Lion King. "I forgot. I gave the name Archibald to the ant. Archibald the ant." "You know," said the Lion King, "I think I have given all my names away. There's George the Grasshopper, Horace the Hedgehog, Willy the Worm, Sammy the Snail, Bruno the Bear, Rumbletum." "Rumbletum? Who said that?" growled the Lion King. "I did," said the chimpanzee. "I just made the name Rumbletum up." That is the Lion King roaring. He always roars when he's annoyed. "Well, you can just make the name Rumbletum down, because it's a stupid name." "You know, Silly," said the Lion King to the rabbit, "I don't think there are any more names left, so you will have to keep the name Silly." "But Silly is a silly name," cried the rabbit, and a big tear rolled down his cheek. "It is a silly name," said the hedgehog. "A very silly name," said the ant. "A silly, silly name," smiled the grasshopper. "A silly, silly, silly name," giggled the worm. "A silly, 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 silly name," laughed the bear. "That's enough," roared the Lion King. "Stop your roaring," said the ant. "You're making my ears tingle." "What did you say?" asked the lion. "I said, stop your roaring," said the ant. "Roaring," said the Lion King. "Roaring, Rory, Rory. Now that sounds like a name." "It certainly does," said the worm. "I like it," smiled the grasshopper. "So do I," said the hedgehog. "I'm so happy," said the Lion King. "I've found another name. And I think Rory the Rabbit sounds much better than Silly the Rabbit." "So do we," cried all the other animals. The Lion King put his big paw around the rabbit's shoulder. "So now we must say hello to Rory. Rory the Rabbit." And Rory the Rabbit was so pleased with his new name, he waggled his little tail and then waggled his ears. So, you see the reason why Rory the Rabbit, Willy the Worm, Archibald the Ant, Charlie the Chimpanzee's name sounds so good. It's because their names all start with the same letter as the animal they are. Now that's very clever, isn't it?